Hi, I'm Alan Tutt, and in this session, I'll guide you through a series of mental exercises to help you strengthen your faith so you can better manifest your visions into reality. Throughout history, people have been saying that it is our faith that creates our lives. As one famous miracle worker said, "According to your faith is it done to you." Many others have said that our lives are a direct reflection of what we believe to be true. In my own life, I have found that when I believed I would get positive results from my manifesting efforts, the process worked much better than when I had doubts. There does seem to be a direct correlation between faith and positive results. The exercises contained in this recording are the ones I have found to have the most profound impact on our level of faith. And the more you do these exercises, the more you will get positive results from your manifesting efforts. Okay, so let's get to it. These processes work a lot better when you are relaxed. So the first step is to relax as much as you can. Take a deep breath and release it slowly. Good. Now, do this again. Deep breath in, and slowly release. Yes. There's no need to drift off into a state of hypnosis here. However, you may want to pretend that you have been hypnotized and are sitting in a trance state where your mind is highly focused and completely open to whatever might happen, clear of any distracting thoughts, clear and open, clear and open. And most importantly, imagine that your conscious and subconscious minds are in perfect harmony, with a clear channel of communication open between them. You'll need this for the following steps. The next thing I will suggest you do is to look around you. Notice the physical objects nearby. Maybe you're in a room with a floor, a few walls, and maybe a ceiling. Perhaps there is furniture, art on the walls, or electronic devices. If you're outdoors, maybe you see grass, trees, rocks, perhaps a flower or two. Spend a few moments looking at a few of these objects, touching them, and experiencing them firsthand. And as silly as it may seem, remind yourself that these things are real. They exist. They are not imaginary. Now, most importantly, notice how you feel about the reality of these objects. Pay close attention to the sensations within your body and mind, and how they may have changed from a few minutes ago. If you don't notice a feeling, then I'll suggest you may need more time to relax and allow yourself to be open to your feelings. You may also need to clear your mind and really focus on perceiving the sensations within yourself. Trust me, you will feel something, and it will be different from what you would feel if you were thinking about fictional things. And this leads to the second step in this process, which can help you identify the feelings we're looking for. Turn your attention to something that is not real and never was. Imagine that you're sitting in a field of orange grass with rain falling upward and rainbows over every tree. Or imagine something else that would be just as ridiculous. How do you feel about this image? More importantly, how is this feeling different from the feeling you get when thinking about things that are absolutely and obviously real? You may have to go back and forth between the two extremes a few times before you really notice the difference. Keep going until you do notice the difference. Another way to come at this is to make statements that will either be absolutely true or absolutely false. Statements like, "I am a human being living on planet Earth," or, "I am a hamster living on planet Mars." Our subconscious minds instantly react to statements with a feeling that represents the degree to which we believe the statements in question. You just have to be relaxed and open enough to notice the feelings used to communicate this to your conscious mind. By the way, this is a good way to measure the strength of your belief in a particular idea, or to get a reading on whether or not you can trust someone. However, right now, we're just calibrating the scale by identifying the two ends of it. For me, things that are true feel more solid and heavier than things that are false. At the extremes, absolutely true and real things feel somewhat like an anvil on the floor, while false ideas feel more like smoke wafting through the air overhead. There's also a difference in apparent temperature. True things feel warmer than cold fictional ideas. Of course, everyone is unique, and you might experience something completely different. Some people notice that true ideas seem to be closer to them, illustrated with bright, vivid colors, or with a strong, clear sound, while untrue ideas feel further away, dimmer, less clear, and maybe with muted tones. There might be a difference in size, texture, taste, smell, or something else entirely. If you need to pause this recording and shift your focus between obviously real things and fictional things until you find the different feelings within yourself, go ahead and do that now. I'll be here when you restart the recording again. Okay. I'm going to assume that you've identified the different feelings you get when you think about things that are obviously true and things that are entirely fictional. This is the foundation underneath everything else we do in this session. So, go back to thinking about things that are absolutely true and real. Notice the feeling associated with these ideas. Focus on the feeling itself, and imagine this feeling growing stronger, more powerful, more intense. Imagine this feeling spreading throughout your entire body and mind, radiating outward to fill the space around you with its power. Allow this feeling to penetrate every cell and atom of your being. The more you focus on this feeling and imagine it getting stronger and more powerful, the more powerful it becomes. The more it becomes a part of who you are, not just now, but for the rest of your life. As you continue to focus on this feeling of faith, consider some of the many things we generally consider to be absolutely true and real, such as the reliability of math and science, the principles of chemistry and physics, astronomy, and music. You could think about things that are significant realities of the world today, such as the Grand Canyon, the Pacific Ocean, Antarctica, the sun, moon, and stars. Things that have been around a very long time and will most likely continue to exist for many years to come. You could entertain ideas related to your past, remembering events that most definitely happened. Whether they were good or not, enjoyable or not, they happened. You could think of people you admire and trust implicitly. People who have a strong moral compass, who live with integrity, and who are honest to a fault. You can extend your contemplation into more general topics. Maybe you feel that electronic devices are an incredibly pervasive influence in the world today, or that art has meaning beyond mere investment and status. The idea here is to focus on things you believe in 100%. You could start to play with symbols and consider what might best represent the concepts of absolute truth and reality. Could these ideas be represented by a color, a sound, an image, or an object? Maybe you might enjoy imagining a light of truth shining on various ideas to reveal what is or isn't true about a situation. Maybe you could imagine hearing the ring of truth in someone's voice as they tell you something of value. Again, the more you focus your mind on the ideas of truth and reality, the more the associated feeling will make itself known to your conscious mind, and the easier it will be to call upon this feeling at will. Focus on this feeling and imagine it getting stronger and more powerful, growing in intensity until it is at its absolute peak. And when you feel this feeling is at its highest point, turn your attention to something you would like to manifest into your life. This could be as simple as an increase in self-confidence, or more vibrant, healthy energy as you do physical activities. You might decide you'd like greater financial abundance, so imagine having all the money you might want. Maybe you have your eye on starting a new relationship, either personal or professional. Whatever you want to manifest into your life at this time, imagine it in crisp, clear detail, and combine it with the feeling of absolute truth and reality. Bring the two ideas into your mind at the same time, and imagine the vision of your desired outcome soaking up the energy of absolute truth and reality, being changed by it, anchored into your mind as a fact of reality, either now or in the near future. Focus on what you want to manifest. Now, focus on the feeling of absolute truth and reality. Focus again on what you want to manifest. Now, focus on the feeling of absolute truth and reality. Once more, focus on what you want to manifest, and focus on the feeling of absolute truth and reality. Bring these ideas together, and watch as they merge and become one single idea, Lock this into your mind in whatever way seems most appropriate to you at this time. This is the core process of manifesting. Practice this often, and you'll get better and better at manifesting your desires into physical reality. Okay, one more thing. One of the most important elements of having enough faith to manifest is your concept of yourself. In other words, do you see yourself as someone who can manifest their desires? Try this. Say, I'm the type of person who can manifest my desires into reality. Go ahead, say it. How do you feel about this statement? Does it resonate with the feeling of truth, or does it feel more like a fantasy? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to repeat the manifestation process we just did, only this time, I want you to focus on the idea of you as a powerful miracle worker who always gets exactly what you want, no matter what. So, the first step is to relax and clear your mind. Remember what I said earlier about pretending to be in a hypnotic trance? Imagine that your mind is completely blank, clear, focused, and ready to respond to whatever comes up. Take a couple of deep breaths to relax your body as well. Now, think about a couple of things that are absolutely true and real. You can focus on physical objects nearby, or ideas such as math and science, or whatever else you have 100% absolute faith in. Let the feeling of absolute truth and reality come up within you, and imagine it getting stronger, more powerful, and more intense. Keep going until it is as strong as you can possibly imagine it. Yeah, that's it. Now, imagine yourself as a powerful miracle worker. You can duplicate every miracle ever performed and do it better than anyone ever did. Healing the sick? Check. Walking on water? Check. Turning water into wine? Check. Raising the dead? Check. Materializing objects out of thin air? Check. Creating your own universe? Check. Miracle after miracle. Success after success. Over and over again. Okay, bring back that feeling of absolute truth and reality. Imagine it as strongly and as powerfully as you can. Absolute truth. Always has been true, always will be true. Go back to imagining yourself as a powerful miracle worker. Miracle after miracle. Everything works perfectly. Real magic here, folks. Return to the ideas of absolute truth and reality. Miracle worker. Absolute truth and reality. Miracle worker. Truth and reality. Miracle worker. Truth and reality. Blend these two ideas together into a single idea. Lock them together. Cement this into your mind. This is the truth of who you are, who you have always been, who you always will be. Yes! So, how did this feel? Say, I'm the type of person who can manifest my desires into reality. Say it. How do you feel about the statement? Does it resonate with the feeling of truth? Or does it feel more like a fantasy? Actually, the more important question is, how much did your feeling change after doing the manifestation process? As long as you notice a difference, small or big, you can continue to change your faith in any statement over time to grow as powerfully true and real as you want it to be. Okay, that's enough for this session. Just one more thing before you go. Remember that in nature, growth takes time. Nothing worth much of anything was ever done in a day. You will most likely need to repeat this process several times before you really see great results from it. I would suggest you work with this recording at least a few times before starting to repeat the same process on your own. This will make sure you really get every little detail out of it, so when you do it on your own, you won't miss anything. And with that, I wish you the best of everything. Until next time, be blessed, my friend.